Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Thanks to Vern once again for giving us an update on Bobby Witt Jr. All good. All good. Maybe even back at it Sunday, he said, if not Monday. Everybody can take a deep breath.
He can take the time off. I don't need
I don't. He can take the rest of spring off. We're good to go. We're good to go, Bobby. I think everybody is just fine with you not seeing action until opening day here 2 weeks from today. Let's get a quick Big 12 tournament update here. Scoreboard updates brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC for siding, windows, decks, and more. It has to be Powell Exteriors KC and Powell KC. .com. Big 12 tournament. What a game we have going on right now. Quarterfinal action at T-Mobile Center. It is BYU and Iowa State tied at 75 all. 9:16 to go in this game. This has been a shootout. The winner of this game will play the winner of Houston and Colorado. So most likely Houston.
No, probably going to be Colorado. I don't know about you guys. The top four teams in the country versus one of the 15 worst Power 5 teams this year, Power 4 teams.
So far, the game of the Big 12 tournament happening right now, Iowa State, BYU, one of four games taking place today. Also, later on this afternoon, the Colorado-Houston game we were mentioning, and then later on tonight, a couple games in quarterfinal action. The first one is Baylor and Texas Tech, and then late tonight, it'll be Kansas taking on Arizona. That's what's going on at the Big 12 tournament.
And hope you guys are enjoying the weather standing out there. Man.
Yeah, we got a lot of people from out of town. So if you happen to be driving around the city or whatever, listening, we appreciate you. We're excited to have you guys in Kansas City. Enjoying KC once again for another Big 12 tournament, at least through 2031. Sorry, Utah. Sorry you didn't like it.
Terrible blizzardous weather we're having outside today, by the way. What is it? 80?
It's supposed to be.
A blizzard of sunshine, as it were. This nonsense. I just think if you haven't come here, I think part of it is I'll excuse it. You make your little derogatory comments about how it should be in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world, instead of Kansas City. But I will only accept those comments if you haven't actually been to this city and then realize what you and I both said. This is the best conference tournament in the country. There's 15 of them in Vegas, and none of those are the best in the country. I'll just be like, just want to be in Vegas to be in Vegas. They're just hoping their company will pay for them to go to the strip club on their dime.
You think that's what it is?
Yes. That's exactly what I think it is. I think he just wants to go out to some fancy dinner at the casino and put something on black. And then he hopes the company will pay for some of the expenses.
He can do all that here.
I know, but he doesn't think so. He thinks that can only happen in Las Vegas. It's acceptable to sit in there, you know? Here, you got to mind your business.
I think this was more Utah. That was a Utah beat writer. That wasn't BYU. I know BYU's still going to be around if they win today, but I think that was Utah.
They must be fuming sitting as soon as they walked into the stadium today or the arena just being outside. They've got to be fuming a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't think the BYU fans weren't really saying that as much as it was the Utah and Arizona fans.
Utah's already gone.
Yeah, they're done.
Arizona could be gone tonight.
They could.
Arizona's just because they want the short drive. I get it. But I already told you, we took you in. You were homeless. You had no house. And now you're complaining because the bed's not the right, you don't have the right thread count or something. What's your problem here? You didn't even have a conference to play in 6 months ago. I guess technically the Pac-12 does still exist.
Yeah, rebranded. They're going to rebrand. They'll be good to go, you know?
Are they? They're not going to be the Pac-12 anymore?
I think they need to.
I mean, rebranded in terms of like all the teams are different. Sorry. Yeah, it's still,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were
changing their name. How about relaunched? There we go. Okay. How about that?
Redesign.
How about that? How about that?
Except several
thinking
Wii versions.
Thinking of redesign needed. Did you guys see the once again yearly screw up by Major League Baseball with the hats? So New Era is the, I believe, still the hat provider for Major League Baseball. And every year they come out with their hats. They do a couple. They'll do a release later on in the year. And a couple years ago, they had the one, yeah, the wrong area codes. And they had, remember, like the saxophone with like the pork butt on it or whatever it was, mm-hmm. that hat. This year's hat looked like somebody that was working in Photoshop. And if anybody's ever used Photoshop, there's layers. And like they had the layer of the text, which would read Royals. And then they decided, well, we need to put the logo somewhere. And the person was lazy and was like, we'll just leave it on top of that layer. It doesn't show through. It's all good. And they just said, here's your hat. And then for some teams, they decided to do this and didn't realize that once you put a logo for some teams on top of wording for another's, it spells some interesting things. So much so that Major League Baseball, or New Era, has had to pull back some of the product. How does this not get quality control checked? The example that with the Angels.
Look.
Can we say some of these on there? I don't know. Let's just say Angels. Think for a second. Angels might if you move around the letters, you take some things away and you
like
put it.
Maybe you had an A and an L and then some S other letters after end, it. Yeah. And
Angels
could
be confused with something else if it's moved around right. That happened on a hat. The Astros, you can also understand what could
that
be confused. Like,
yeah, like they were missing an H maybe hypothetically. Uh-huh. Or
the Rangers one was the worst.
Well, because it's an actual
so think
word
about,
in Spanish.
Think about Texas. Okay, everybody mentally, if you haven't seen the photo, Texas spelled on a hat, and then you put the Rangers logo, like the giant Rangers logo, right in the
so
middle.
So you got rid of the X, and instead there was a T.
So it's just T-E-T-A-S, I think, is what you saw.
And it turns out that word in Spanish it means something.
Yes.
It doesn't mean what they want it to mean.
No, so that hat
and
got
they
pulled.
Sold a few of those hats before they realized that maybe we shouldn't let Texas Rangers fans have that on a hat. And I'll just let you get to your computer real quick. Just do a quick little Google search for what that spells out, depending on the language in which you're reading it. This is like 5 of the last 7 years that I can't believe the designers at New Era continue to have work.
Someone's trying to sell these hats that they got for $800 right now on eBay. No, I don't think
if it's an official, I don't think they're going to get that. But if it's an official,
there's
one.
People selling because they somebody there's all dude there's there must be 10 plus listings of people that were able to get their hands on these ones, and they're trying to sell them for $900, $1,000.
Someone's going
to
pay it because they just think
I
it's
should go
funny.
Look. Has one sold? Hold on, these are listed. Anybody can list. I can list anything for whatever price. Let me see if do you think anybody's sold one?
Yeah,
of
we
these.
Do that at the garage sale every single year.
There's no way somebody's been dumb enough to buy one of those.
Oh, dude. People buy like the air that like someone claims somebody breathed before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, all the time.
I understand.
Let's see. Sold. Oh, give me a second, guys. I gotta scroll somewhere and figure out where I'm looking for the settings so I can look at actually sold.
Hats cost too much anyway.
Did they just say, hey, ChatGPT, give me some hat designs? And they thought this one looks
I honestly
the coolest?
Think someone was in Photoshop and like the layer, they're like, screw it. We'll just layer one on top of the other. This claims there's a one sold for $500. On March 13th.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if someone's playing around or whatever, and they sold it to their buddy or whatever, but no, $500, someone paid.
So
we missed out. We should have been buying up all these hats. Could have raised money for the show fund.
In fairness, the Royals one is... Someone who does not speak fluent Spanish, I didn't realize that's the way you say that in Spanish.
The Royals...
so I didn't know I was supposed to buy up all the Texas hats.
The Royals one doesn't look good, but it doesn't have like some, you know, major, you know, grammatical or type of air like some of these other ones.
No, it was just like because again, I don't think it's as bad as the one where they put all the area codes on it and they just stuck that random like pig and saxophone on it.
Yeah.
And most of the area codes, the 816 wasn't even on there, but some like Nebraska area code was. Like they obviously have zero quality control. Between this and the jerseys gold that like
we're back to big letters. We're back to big letters.
Thank God. What took so long? Everybody knows it looks better. The paper thin, like one ply jerseys they tried to make the players wear last year with the tiny letters.
Fixed.
It's Major League Baseball. You should get to put on a jersey and feel like I'm wearing a jersey of a Major League Baseball player. These are fan hats, and I still can't understand how they managed to miss this in quality control. Look at the Royals one. It's hideous. I am curious. 913-586-7965. Is there a single one of you that, like, likes that hat? There must be someone out there, right? Does anyone like that Royals hat? Look it up. It just says Royals in the cursive letters and then the big KC right over the top of it. Does anyone like it? Rockles.
Someone might buy one. Like, someone might buy one now just for the novelty of it. You know how that stuff goes too. Like now, just because people have talked about it.
I'd love one of those old ones with like the zip codes that are all messed up for the garage sale.
Yeah. If you're watching on the stream, you can kind of see on my computer. It's just, yeah, just, someone will buy one because it's just different and now people have talked about it. Yeah, the zip code ones just never shipped. Like, it never got to a point where they shipped any of those out. Somehow these other ones have shipped. That's why people are selling the Texas Rangers one.
I'm going to be that guy. No hat. Until hats get below $35 again, I'm not buying a hat.
You're out.
This hat on the lids right now, $33.
Drew has worn this hat 3 or 4 times this week, so might be some truth to it.
Logo on this?
I have four hats. I have 4 hats in my arsenal.
That's it.
Arsenal. Yes. Hat arsenal.
Do you need more hats than that?
We got our friends at Sazerac gave us the
some Fireball hats.
Did you get the Fireball one last week?
I did.
Yeah, that's your hat arsenal.
That is going to be in the arsenal.
I don't wear as many hats as I used to. I've got a lot of hats. I just need to like put in the garage sale or donate.
I got this hat. I got another one that's similar to it. Another trucker hat. I've got a Nike hat that I've had for a very long time. And then I have a bucket hat. That's all I have.
That's it. That is surprising. That does make sense that anytime I see you in a hat, it's one of the two hats I recognize. That makes sense.
I can't tell you. Almost every single time I've gone to the K, I go to the shop because I'm like, let me just go see what's in there. And I look at the hats. I'm like, I could use a hat. I like a good snapback. $40. No, sorry.
Cost of doing business, man. I don't know what to tell you. In this economy, $40 is about right for a hat.
No
hat.
You're
probably paying that for eggs.
No.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
You guys want to get to the random question?
Yes. Random question. I buy my eggs at Costco. Price still pretty good there. For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over on the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, the random question of the day is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week and then receive free support for life online at awaken180weightloss.com. The question I actually have today is related to the weather. Earlier on Twitch, somebody had brought up a problem and they were trying to decide, because they live in, a regular neighborhood, and they were trying to figure out if they can be bullied into this.
All right.
When do you, in this time of year, start the yard work? When does the trimming start? The mowing. I have not even so much as gotten the mower out from underneath its general storage area yet. Am I supposed to have been starting yard work? I got to start the weaning process. Am I supposed to start now? When are we starting yard work in a traditional setting?
So, yes.
I think I'm allowed to wait till April.
So, I don't own a home, so I'm not the right person to ask.
But you help your parents with some of it.
Yeah, and I would say the only thing you probably should be doing now this week would be if you have any leaves that are still a new batch of leaves somehow are still around. I would say
I got to mulch up the leaves.
I would say you do that. I don't think you cut, you should not be firing up the lawnmower this week. Today, 80 degrees. If I hear a lawnmower.
But do I need to pick up the sticks that fell throughout the winter that I've just been ignoring? I'm not picking those up throughout the winter. It's cold outside.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you're good. I think you're good. Today if you still got some leaves that are messed up or whatever. Yeah. I mean,
somebody says May when it stops snowing.
There's
the grass
still a chance we could get another freeze.
I get those tall pieces of grass that haven't met. The rest of it hasn't started growing. And then I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I just take the weed whacker to it. I don't even want to I don't get the whole mower out for this one patch that's getting out of control versus the rest of it.
I do not own a lawnmower.
Scoob over on Twitch says you got to get the brush and leaves. You got to start there. So they're saying now.
I think the
you're
leaves.
You're saying I got to start yard work now.
I think you got to get the leaves under control.
I don't
you got to get the leaves, I think.
I stopped blowing them into the street. Isn't that a win for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
The yard work, I think, starts obviously with smaller things. Until we get by this little... next week at the end, it's 52, 55, 55. Wait until after that little stretch comes. And once it gets up to the 60s again, then maybe you can stretch the lawnmower's legs a little bit. But up until then, just do some patchwork.
From the 816, I said, this is the week when you rake the... This sounds like a professional person who takes care of their grass. This is the week when you rake the leaves and the dead grass and the sticks up so your grass can get good growth with all that sunlight. Here's the truth, though. I don't care. I don't care to have a nice yard.
I
don't care enough to do it. How about that? I guess if my grass looked like a golf fairway, that'd be fine. But, I'm not going to do it. I've never needed an endorsement more than somebody in this station who will take care of my grass.
Drew loves to mow the yard. He's actually upset he doesn't get it. Remember, he does it barefoot.
He hasn't seen the hill.
Barefoot. We've gone through this before.
My yard's pretty steep, Gold. It's not fun to mow.
Yeah.
Again, I don't mow barefoot every single time. I've done it a few times.
Don't ever do it again.
Mow the grass barefoot.
Yeah, don't do that again, man. That's just asking for problems.
He's learned a lesson. Everybody scared him away from it. He was scared straight.
I think so. But he's offered to come over to your house if you'll pay him to mow the yard.
He didn't even offer to be paid. He said he would do it for free one time.
There you go.
I mean, I got to at least give him gas money. You know, you can't just be.
I will say, having been to your house now and seeing that hill.
Pretty steep, dude.
I don't know if free's. I think free's tough.
Yeah, pretty steep. Doesn't make for a fun trip.
Are you one of the people, Cody, that you just want the grass mowed, or you want it mowed like you go diagonal
mode.
Sometimes? You just go horizontally.
Mowed. I just want the grass shorter than it was before. I'm not, you know, I throw on headphones and I just go in our yard because I'm not going up and down that huge hill. I just go like side to side.
You're
up the
not
hill.
Designing a Major League Baseball outfield.
No. I'm not. I'll tell you this much. I'm not the guy this spring and be like, oh, I'm laying down a good base seed. No, that's not me. I just want it mowed. If it looked nicer, that'd be fine, but I will not, and I will never, be the person who puts in the amount of work to make it look like some country club grass. It's just not going to happen. I'm not committed to it. I'd rather do other things with my time or energy. I take no pleasure in yard work.
Look, if it was possible to do, I think I would like to do that, but also, if you're already at the point where you're like, I've lived here for a couple of years, it doesn't matter. Or if your wife doesn't really care that much, and it sounds like maybe she doesn't, like she doesn't expect you to have the yard looking great, then yeah, I guess I could see how you would be like, don't need to worry about it.
I don't like regular yard work other than, mowing the grass is yard work. That's the only yard work that I care for. Like, I'm not going to, weed whacking is fine, but anything else, like raking leaves, I hate it.
The sticks are what's going to really get me. I got one tree that just sheds a lot of like tiny little sticks, which means I got to
hassle.
I just want one. I thought you said something else there for a second. I had to.
Hassle.
You said I heard. You know,
H-A.
I heard. No, I heard it. I heard it the second time. It just took my brain a second. I was like, wait. I just had to personally process it. I was just behind. I just want some industrious kid. If you are an industrious kid and see a bunch of sticks in my yard, I will pay you money. I will give you my cash in order to do this. That's how much I hate doing it. It's mostly just about doing it. Somebody says, does the super mowing hold up while mowing? Not great. It does not. Uneven walking, you know, can be bad for the foot, is what they've told me.
Hmm.
Uneven ground. And if you think the amount of work you've clearly seen I put into my yard, it's not, I haven't like taken sand to it to make sure it's perfectly flat or all the other stuff. Do you mow your parents' grass?
No.
Who mows it? Like a service?
They hire somebody now. Back when I was in junior high and stuff,
for a little bit when you first moved to town, were you mowing it?
Mm-mm.
Man, they were taking care of it then too.
Well, they already had somebody at that point in time. It's some company they use now. But way back when I was little, I guess I did.
It's a good excuse to get some vitamin D, you know?
Right, Drew. Yeah.
I had to be careful saying that.
I'm just going to pay somebody eventually. I'm just going to cave. One day, I'm just going to find. It's more expensive than I was anticipating.
You know? Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what I was expecting, but I mean, the
what did you think it was going to cost?
Well,
it could be, depending on your yard, it could be $60, it could be $40.
I don't know what I was expecting, but the last guy to come look at, he's like, this hill, huh? Like just like the professional mower
you.
Was like, huh, I don't know about
he's this. Upcharging.
Well, that's just because a lot of times like, they don't use the pushing mowers. They ride. They use the riding mowers, and
they can tip at a certain incline.
Yeah, that hill. I don't know.
Oh man, tough living, man. I'm not getting a riding mower. My yard's not big enough for that.
Yeah, that would probably be a waste for you.
The backyard's pretty small. Well, it's got decks.
Well, I was going to say that might also
how
be.
Many?
I have to maneuver around all these decks. I don't know, man.
The backyard takes 10 minutes to mow, maybe tops. I mean, it's just not. Again, it's four decks instead of any yard. It's just just layered decks. There's not like a ton of grass in the backyard.
Someone's offering to trim up your trees, Cody. They've been doing it for 60 years.
Great. I pay somebody to do that now. So, what kind of can you beat my guy Kevin? Kevin does a pretty good job.
As long as you're not the guy.
We're pretty much trimming like two trees a year in perpetuity. Yeah, like six or eight trees. We're just trimming like two every year in perpetuity. So just like in a rotation now.
As long as you're not.
You beat out Kevin.
As long as you're not the guy that said, you know, you climbed trees at the bar and wanted to fight me 3 years ago or whatever, 2 years ago, whenever that was.
You're going to do Kevin like that, Cody? I'm going to say.
You're saying I should be loyal to Kevin?
There's going to come a point where if you do switch people, you got to be, hey, Kevin. Sorry, man. I found another tree trim guy.
Kevin doesn't reach out to me. I reach out to him when I'm ready.
How long has he been trimming your trees for? A
couple years. He took down the first tree. Okay. He drug out the first tree that broke down in my backyard.
This is quite the theory.
And he's been doing it ever since. So maybe like 4 years. I take it back.
This is quite the theory. Someone says, Cody, your neighbors deep down probably don't like you if you don't keep your yard up.
Okay, well.
Are your neighbor's yards really nice?
Or I only have one neighbor, right?
Oh, you don't have
on
one on that
corner.
Side. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I only have one neighbor.
So, to the right, is that, what about that neighbor?
That neighbor does a pretty good job. He's a pretty meticulous person, just in general.
Do you think he hates
that
your yard
working
is
in his garage?
Do you think he hates
stuff?
That your average yard is blending into his yard?
His yard's not perfect or anything, but it's better than mine. I think he's probably okay. He doesn't have one of those like perfectly manicured yards.
Would it drive you crazy if your yard was perfect? Like you worked your ass off for it's perfect in your neighbor's yard, which I was about to curse. And it was that.
No, that's.
And
I got the dump on
my house.
Yeah. We were close, Drew. We were about a half second from going full force there. And then like the crappiness of that yard blends into yours.
Oh, see. Okay. If it blends into yours where it's like. The grass is long enough where it's starting to, get into your quote unquote property. That might be a trigger point for them.
Some says these robot lawnmower. Do those things work? I've seen those. Do they work? Be honest. It sounds great in theory. Just have the robot mow the yard, but does it actually get the job done?
I don't know. I mean, do a good enough job. I mean, if it cuts the grass down, I'm good. I don't need like a pattern. It doesn't need to look like the Royals outfield on opening day with like a big KC and a crown over it.
Some things you just can't rely on, robots.
Someone says, tell your son
you.
There's nothing more romantic than doing yard work
trying
with
to convince
a
him that
significant
this is how,
other.
He was
oh
telling,
my gosh.
He again came home yesterday and the kid who was ratting on him the day before, he said, he's not onto us either. I'm like, stop trying to like get around.
He's investigating.
Sneaking around. He's like, what makes me question is if he's saying that they're not onto us anymore. It's like, so you're acting or saying these things, but now you're doing it in, like clandestine, right? Like you're doing it, you're having these conversations where? How quietly are you trying to keep this under wraps?
I mean, it can't be too obvious, otherwise they know that they
these
are...
Two kids might, these two kids might need to not be in first grade together, is what I'm learning.
Oh.
They might... They
you're going to break them up.
I'm not going to... Well, they don't let me choose that. They should not let parents choose the teachers or the...
You can put in requests or whatever, I think, right?
You don't put in requests for teachers. You can say what your kid needs and they can try to go along with that. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know if you know this. Your sister's a teacher now.
Yep.
So she can give you the behind the scenes. She's an elementary school teacher, right?
Yeah, well, I know some of the behind the scenes.
Yeah. It's essentially you know how like everyone gets excited for the NFL draft? That's how picking kids works in class. It's an NFL draft of kids. They sit in these rooms.
It sounds exciting.
And they try to like spread out the kids that are more trouble or less trouble. They try to spread out the ones that they know talk too much or don't talk too much. It's a kid draft. Like, I'm not, like, that's just what it is.
You're starting to get down to it at the end, and you're like,
it's
oh,
straight
man,
up,
it's my pick.
Elementary school is straight up a kid draft. That's just, that was, my first overall pick, I'll take the honor roll student who said, the quietest kid in class, whatever it is. That's borderline how they treat it. I don't think it goes quite that strict, but a little bit of that going on.
If they streamed it, hang on. If they streamed
kids.
It one time, what would you watch?
What are you asking me? I don't have kids.
Like,
this is Cody. This question to Cody.
I'm just saying, I feel too bad. If there was a TV show where you knew
I would not watch,
you could watch a draft. Like there was an episode of a show where you could watch a draft.
Oh, not if it wasn't my kids, I wouldn't care. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm just saying for like the entertainment value of crap, man. I have John and Marlene in front of me, and I have to wait for this kid?
By the way, if there is in 2025 a sixth grader named Marlene.
teacher. No.
Oh, teacher.
Oh, I thought you were saying, I want Marlene. I'm like, what six-year-old is named Marlene in 2025?
It's the first thing I was
1937.
Even teacher. How many Marlene teachers are there left at this point?
I don't know, but you're...
Shout out to the Marlenes out there.
They're getting down to the end of it, and there's some kids that you're like, I really don't want them in the class, but I've got four people in front of me who are going to draft the other kids, so I'm going to be stuck with this kid. Dang it.
Let's get to what's trending, and then we'll talk more about the Missouri Tigers, who have a big game in the SEC.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app.
Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Eat tonight.
What's trending?
What's trending presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The good news today, Bobby Witt Jr.'s x-rays were negative. Vern telling us that maybe Sunday or Monday he could already be back in the lineup. They avoid the worst case scenario that there would have been a bone fracture or something that would have actually kept him out for months or something like that, or weeks. So we all took a deep breath once we started to hear more and more good news on Bobby Witt Jr.'s health moving forward.
Next up on What's Trending, Cooper Flagg did leave the ACC tournament earlier in the day. He left with an ankle injury. He was seen leaving in a wheelchair, got an x-ray, did walk back over to the bench, had both his shoes on. He'd been ruled out for the rest of the game. I'd be surprised, and I don't even know if they ended up finishing. I don't know if they ended up winning that game or not. But I'd be surprised if you see or hear from him at all. They did win 78-70. Maybe the rest of the ACC tournament, we keep an eye out. They're expected to be one of the top seeds, obviously, in the NCAA tournament, maybe one or two. So you got to keep an eye out on Cooper Flagg's injury. He left the game with an ankle injury, but did come back out and sit at half court.
Update Big 12 tournament. Game of the tournament. It's been an awesome one. Just glancing over at the latest score, 92-88. BYU leads Iowa State inside of a minute to go, or just outside of a minute to go. I'm sorry. It looks like the scoreboard just closed down on me, Cody, right as they were cutting away on the TV. But inside of a minute, I believe, and BYU has a lead. Chance to pull off an upset in this game against the Cyclones. Obviously, a pro Cyclones crowd out at the Big 12 tournament. Second game, Colorado and Houston going to tip off around 2 o'clock.
Next up on What's Trending, let's get you caught up on the things happening around the NFL. Mason Rudolph agrees to a 2-year contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers, so I guess that's their safety net in case Aaron Rodgers doesn't come there. Kyle Juszczyk is expected to meet with the Steelers today as well. The Raiders have signed running back Raheem Mostert, and the Commanders re-signed wide receiver KJ Osborne as well.
Last one, Major League Baseball's Tampa Bay Rays have abandoned plans for a $1.3 billion stadium while dealing with their storm-damaged park. Remember, they had the hurricane that ripped the roof right off of Tropicana. They're playing this year in the minor league, or not minor league, but spring training ballparks, I should say. And now the owner, Stu Sternberg, blamed events that, quote, no one could have anticipated for this, and that that plan cannot move forward with the new ballpark and development project at this moment, citing a series of events beginning in October. He went on to say that the Rays claimed they could not afford delays to the new stadium project would lead to political infighting. The team faced a March 31st deadline to prove that they could come up with the $700 million obligation toward the cost. There was also a report earlier this week suggesting that there are owners in Major League Baseball that are pressuring the owner of the Rays to sell the team because, one, they may move somewhere else. They can get a new stadium. They get revenue share off of the sale of the team. So it's going to get a little ugly maybe down in Tampa.
It's always just a reminder, the Royals and Chiefs are certainly not the only people having a difficult time trying to figure out their own stadium-related things. But yeah, it continues to be kind of an interesting sight to see what happens in these other cities. That roof getting torn up ended up being a huge difference because it's like, hey, are you going to fix this while you wait on this other stadium? And they're like, we don't really want to fix it while we wait on the rest of the stadium. And so a city council that was already maybe changing its mind on funding it definitely changed its mind on funding it. The Tampa Bay Rays will not be in Tampa Bay in the next 5 years. They'll find a new home.
Sure seems like, I know we've said this before, you know, in years past, like, oh, they're going to move. This is a big sure deal ever, when you have a ballpark proposal and it flat out now has been halted and there's not any discussion about it picking back up. I think it's not a coincidence that that report a couple days ago came out saying that there are owners in baseball pressuring him to sell his team. So one to watch. If you're Nashville, you might be keeping an eye on it. If you're Portland, if you're Montreal, those are the three most likely cities that everybody speculated about for years and years. Nashville, the biggest, I would say.
Like proximity, right? Least amount of travel to get.
I mean, look, I don't want any team, any fan base to lose their team because it's an awful thing. But if you told me the team ended up in Nashville, that'd be fun.
From a baseball road trip perspective, it'd be fun. Although they're building a new Titan Stadium, do they have the thirst to also build a baseball stadium? The city itself?
But they have an ownership group. I don't know how much they've committed, but they actually do have a group ready to roll.
I do.
So we'll see. That's what's trending on Cody and Gold. 17 seconds. It looks like they're going to lose. Yeah. 17.1 seconds to go. BYU up 93-88. This is the 4-5 matchup. The winner will likely take on Houston in the semifinals tomorrow night. BYU's good, man. BYU's good. They are also shooting the ball better than they have at any point. But they're I don't know where their Lenardi has their seed projection, but we had talked off air before. I think BYU, depending on the draw, like they will be. I don't know if the odds will make it worth the bet, but I think they can make the Sweet 16. And that was before a win against Iowa State.
Before we get to a preview of Missouri's game tonight, since we'll finally get to see them in SEC tournament play, the text line did ask us, if there was a kid draft, where would we go? Elementary school, is that where we're limiting it to? Were you a good kid in elementary school?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Were you a good student? You know, do all your work?
Yeah, I mean, I had to be, like, I didn't like
were
doing...
Were you talkative?
Very talkative.
Okay. Yeah, I was quiet at that age.
Yeah, no, at that age, so I got in trouble for talking a lot in first and second grade.
Okay.
I wouldn't shut up, Cody, you know?
I was quiet.
And here we are, where we talk for a living, so it's fitting, you know?
I wouldn't be as an adult, but I'd have been a first-round pick at that age. Good student. Paid attention. Teachers loved me. I was quiet, well-behaved, never got in any kind of trouble. I would say as the years gone on in school, my round would change. I'd have some character concerns as things went on.
You'd be a first overall pick, though, is what you're saying.
I'm saying I'd be a top pick, man. I'm just saying I would have been a top pick at that age.
Someone says, someone says that ultimately the Tampa Bay Rays thing we were discussing, that they should just go switch Nashville Rays, revamp the logo, do the Sunshine Rays instead. Have they already said, is it like the possible name in Nashville? Wasn't there some group that already has? I thought it was Stars already exist, right?
Isn't that's the minor league.
Oh, was that the thought they would revamp that? Yeah,
that was one of the rumors. Because they've got the sound now, right? That's their minor league team.
Music City Baseball is the name of the ownership group. The Nashville Stars Baseball Club aims to become MLB's first franchise to adopt a name from the Negro Leagues. Oh, that
20
is,
hours ago, yeah.
That is the whole idea, is that they will adopt the name from the Negro Leagues if, in fact, Nashville.
I told you I thought Cleveland should have been the Spiders. Loved the logo work. Loved all the Negro League Baseball Museum logo work, all the stuff that came with being a part of those
Bob
early
Kendrick's
teams.
I don't know if he's part of the ownership group. He's like an advisor or something for the Nashville group,
Stars,
right?
Well, you probably technically I think the Negro League Baseball Museum owns a lot of the properties
on the
and
board.
Trademark and copyright stuff of that. So
there's
a
bunch of board members, but Eddie George is on it. Bob Kendrick on the board of directors. So that will be the city and then the ownership group to watch if, in fact, the Rays sell the team. There's no doubt. They have a huge team already in place and ready to rock and roll. If in fact, there's an opportunity to get a team there in Nashville. Missouri Tigers, though. Let's get back to that. I know we've been teasing it, and we've gotten sidetracked. So Missouri taking on Mississippi State tonight. For them, the way they've played, the way their defense has been performing, this is a game in which you set up an opportunity, if you win, to play Florida again, because you can change everybody's perception again on you if you were to get that opportunity. But your defense, you got to build some confidence that you can actually get some stops. Mississippi State is a team that you blew out earlier on in the season, And right now you're in a stretch of games where you've been struggling in the win-loss column, but also defensively. We looked it up. 5 of the last 7 games, Missouri has given up 76 or more to their opponents. And they also have a couple games in there where they've been giving up 90 plus during that 7-game stretch. So this is an opportunity to get some of the vibes back. I mean, just a month ago, the Missouri Tigers were being discussed as a dangerous, dangerous team in the tournament.
And yeah, they were.
3 seed. And now some projections have them as a 6 or a 7. So you got to get some momentum, you would think, if you're Dennis Gates and you would like to see that tonight to improve your seeding. Because otherwise, if they were to lose to Mississippi State, I actually think they would be a 7 seed in the NCAA tournament.
So right now, I pulled up the bracket matrix that Harold Kuntz, over a friend over at Fox 4, had sent me, which aggregates all of them, right? So it should be pretty accurate, aggregates every single one of them. As of this morning, it had both Missouri and Kansas as a between 6 and 7 seed, right? Like an average of 6.8, they round up, so they got them both as a 7 seed, hypothetically, in that scenario. So, yeah, I think they do have to get past Mississippi State. But, on paper, Mississippi State is no real better or worse than them. Like, I know Missouri's a 3.5-point favorite tonight against Mississippi State. They beat them pretty bad, like about a month ago or a month and a half ago. They beat them pretty squarely. But also, like, they both have Mississippi State's got 8 wins, or 8-10 in the SEC. Missouri's 10-8. They finished a spot different in the conference with each other. Like, they've had a similar amount of success. They both have serious flaws and guards who can score. Like, there's not a tremendous difference, I guess, between these two teams. I really do think, like, he's had a ton of momentum, obviously, from last year, Gates, off of a team that did not win a single game in the SEC last year, which is crazy to have this kind of turnaround. But I do think that, like, it's not just the portal. The portal can, like, you can change your fate for a single year. But if you're trying to build a program, you got to get wins like this. You got to, like, get some wins in the NCAA tournament. You got to convince people that it's not just recruiting and we were a pretty good SEC team. Like, I think, like, beating up on Mississippi State proves when you guys go recruit against each other for some college kid this summer that, like, no, we're more on the path of where we need to be than they are. I know I don't want to try to make too big about one SEC game, but seeding matters, recruiting matters. It just feels like this is the kind of game, considering the year Missouri's had, I kind of expect them to get past.
Yeah, someone on Texas said, hey, do conference tournaments matter for seeding? The committee, it's weird. There's a mixed thinking on it because the committee will say they value it, and then ultimately they don't ever value it as much. But I think if you are already on a fringe, right?
Fringe of a 6-7.
Depends on the committee. If they have Missouri, let's just say for hypothetical, let's say they have them as the last 6 seed. Well, then, yeah, losing in your first game of the SEC tournament could swing it. Does it sway as much as some people will make it out to be? Probably not. But if you're fringe, it does. And a lot of it is just you want to start feeling a little bit better about yourself heading in the tournament too.
Yeah.
We all know they lost to Kentucky, they lost to Oklahoma, they lost to Vandy. That's 3 straight losses. You don't want to lose 4 in a row heading into the tournament.
No.
Your last win would be against South Carolina, the worst team in the conference. So you just need this one to get back on the right track, feel good. And then you see what happens against Florida, a great opportunity. Florida, who a lot of people think might be the best team in the country. You already beat them in Gainesville earlier. You were playing a lot better basketball. They're also playing better basketball now.
But what a resume win.
But you would have a no-lose opportunity. If you win tonight and you get Florida, nobody's going to punish you for losing to Florida tomorrow. You know what I mean?
No.
Only a golden opportunity exists at that point.
Well, that's
what's
so frustrating. If, like, it's not the same as, like, earlier, Drew. You remember I compared Kansas State's basketball season to KU's football season. It worked out the exact same way. Both started terribly. Both played good for a little stretch. Ended terribly. Amounted to nothing. Don't go to any postseason tournament. Missouri hasn't been that. Missouri has beaten 2 of the top 8 seeds in the NCAA tournament between Florida and Alabama. They've beaten 2 almost 1 seeds or a 1 and a 2 seed this year. In the last 6 weeks, they've beaten a 1 and a 2 seed. And yet in the last month, I'm like, are you guys good? Or can you play defense? Because there's one question I don't have about Missouri. They can score. Missouri can play offense. They have excellent guard play. Excellent guard play typically goes a long way in an old NCAA tournament. But if you're not going to stop anybody,
I think since mid-February, we pulled up the stat earlier, mid-February, which is when this all kind of shifted for them, since mid-February, they're 16th in the conference, and I think it was just defensive efficiency, just a standard defensive efficiency metric. And they're obviously better than that, but that's what they've been the last month. So you can change a lot of just the vibes, I guess, more than anything, heading into the tournament. Ultimately, we know both KU and Missouri will be playing in the NCAA tournament. Sunday, Selection Sunday, is going to be interesting to watch. Heck, they could end up in the same region. That'd be a little fun, too. I know they played earlier this year.
They're not like enough seeds. I wish they were like, yeah, I wish they were on like true, a 6-3 line. Or like, I wish they were on like a line where...
I mean, I guess one could be a 7-6 in the same region.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping they line up so that if they both go through some wins, maybe they'll face each other.
I mean, one's not going to be a 10 and one a 7. So we're not getting a 7-10 matchup or something crazy like that.
Kansas would have to lose last 9. Even they wouldn't have moved to a 10. They'd move to an 8.
Right. Yeah. KU's going to be a 7, I think, unless they go on a run the next two nights. And Missouri, I think, is probably going to be a 6 still. I mean, I think that's where we're at this point. With room for both, if they rattle off two more wins here in the next few days, both can maybe bump up one seed line. I don't think anybody's doing any worse than a 7 in KU's case, and Missouri any worse than a 7 as well if they like were to lose tonight.
7-6, they can meet up in the Sweet 16. Of course, the 2 and 3 seed have to get knocked off.
Both would have to get wins. Yeah. That would be unbelievable. Asking a lot.
Well, that's what's so funny about both of these teams is that at their absolute peak powers, they have both beaten one of the best teams in the country. Now, Kansas was way earlier in the season when they were beating a team like Duke, but also like, they were neck and neck with Houston, another top 8 team in the country, less than a week ago. So, like, both of them, because of the amount of talent on their roster, technically, even though I don't think Kansas goes all that deep, it's just like the pedigree version of it. They just still got guys who can score sometimes. It's not crazy. It's just like, would both happen? Put them in the same region just so I can dream. Just so I can dream about a KU-MU Sweet 16 game to talk about on this show.
I mean, I'll sign up for that, too. I mean, that'd be amazing. That'd be amazing.
Then you get to go back and watch when Missouri beat them earlier in the year and talk about all that other stuff and talk about their tournament histories. And, you know, one of those teams would be on the precipice of a Final Four all of a sudden. It wouldn't even make any sense. Just seems like it'd be fun. That's all. I don't think we're going to get that. They'll end up in different regions. The only way they could face each other is if they get to the Final Four. Well, it'd be no fun.
No.
I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like it at all, Gold. Not even a little bit. The final 180 seconds of the show. The Cody and Gold 180 are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week and then receive free support for life online at awaken180weightloss.com. All right. I got to figure out something to do outside for the rest of the day. I'll go work on our show for tomorrow later. Maybe I'll sit on the screen porch for that. I don't want to do yard work.
Yeah, that's right there for you.
Anything else outside but that? I want something fun outside.
I might go to a patio somewhere, watch one of these late afternoon games. I don't know if I'm going to make my way down there.
Patio beer?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to make my way to P&L. Drew, I know you might be going back out there again tonight. I'm not so sure. I'll be honest. Ticket prices aren't bad, but if Kate was playing at 6, I'd be way more likely to go.
As in, you could get home by 9:30.
Yeah, because the KU game may not start. It's scheduled for 8:30, but it could be 8:40 or 8:45. Like, do I want to be out there that late? I don't know. I know, and if it was a Friday night, I wouldn't care. It's just I don't know if I.
Yeah, that game didn't get done until 11.
Yeah, you said you didn't get home till midnight last night.
Yeah, but that was an overtime game. Kansas should have closed that thing out, not an overtime.
Yeah, the game normally would have ended like at 10:20 or 10:30.
And it wouldn't have been too bad. And it's not like you and I, we don't get up at like 4 in the morning.
No,
morning
tickets, tickets aren't bad. It's a little bit of a drive to get back home. But like it is $60 for, what do we look up? 60 something for downstairs tickets.
I think that's what you said, yeah.
Or to get in. I'm sorry, maybe get in price. What was the updated? Depending
you
on,
said it was like 20 to get in price or 30
38 just to get in the building tonight. And if you want to go downstairs, 57 looks like the cheapest on at least one of the sites with fees.
It's not bad.
But tomorrow, I'll tell you this, tomorrow... the semifinal or whatever
price
the,
just went down now that Iowa State got knocked out.
Yeah, now if Kansas is in it, if it's K, then it probably bounced. But if KU gets knocked out tonight and tomorrow it's Arizona, BYU, Houston, and Texas Tech, which are probably likely outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
You can just go watch some high level Big 12 basketball
might be able to
for
get in, get to the semis for $20.
I don't know,
something like that.
Final is going to be like Texas Tech in Houston, and the crowd size will be interesting.
Someone says, Drew, go eat an edible and sit in the sun and enjoy.
Wow. Someone says I can just get a lawn chair and watch my neighbors do yard work.
Was that?
Said someone says I can just get a lawn chair and watch them do yard work. Like, don't actually do any of my own.
Hey, missed a spot over there.
Hang on. That would be weird. For someone who doesn't care about yard work, if you were all of a sudden, hey, you missed a spot over there,
I'd have to yell. You know what's funny about that is like my neighbors are far enough away because like once across the street I only have one. I borderline would have to yell that at them based on where I would sit in the chair. It'd be like across the street, missed a spot, Steve. Like you just be like,
they turn around. Excuse me.
There is a guy on our street who washes the inside of his car twice a week. Like the mats in the driveway twice a week. And I'm like, sir.
Wow.
This car. Whoo.
What kind of car is it? Is
like
it anything special?
Like a Pacifica or something.
It's nothing like special.
Just like a
special.
Regular minivan. No, yeah. It's just like a regular. It's not like a Lambo.
Pacifica's nice. Yeah, go to Max Motors. They got the Chrysler Pacifica right now. You but know. I was thinking you're telling me this guy has like a Ferrari in the front yard or something. Living
thinking.
In your neighborhood,
so
Cody.
Got a Porsche.
No, dude. Just
that neighborhood, man. People got Ferraris all over the place. You know,
We're not making that. Yeah, I don't think we're making dramatically different money, Gold. I don't think I'm living in a Ferrari neighborhood.
Mustang that Gold was driving.
That's right.
Just looks like a regular minivan.
I enjoyed driving that Mustang. I got to go back down to Max Motors, talk to the guys down there. All right, we're back at it tomorrow. Josh Vernier once again. Josh Briscoe going to join us for a little fan club Friday. We'll talk more about what happens tonight for the Missouri Tigers and for the Kansas Jayhawks. Could we have both local schools still alive in their respective conference tournaments? And anything new on the Aaron Rodgers front, I'm sure we'll get to. That's coming up tomorrow. Up next, CDOT, Rob on the drive.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.